higher learning on the first word. I'm Mike Howard. This is CIUT 89.5 FM, FM Talk Radio, Sundays from 1 to 3 p.m. This is an interview with Alexander Trudeau from late January. He is here for Career Week, the university seminar series on career aspirations and life goals. He's a very sharp guy, very charismatic, and he's an excellent speaker. His life has taken him around the world and back, both as a backpacker and now a filmmaker. He spoke a lot of his experiences over those years, and afterwards we sat down and got serious about Canadian politics. Check one, check two. What are some of the most important issues facing Canada right now?
Nothing to get me started, a big one. I guess one of the issues I focus on is the fact that Canada is a very unique place in its ability to have opened its doors. It may have been a country belonging to many, you know, Aboriginal cultures, and then was taken over by the French and then by the English, but we are moving towards a country that's fairly open. And we have been for some time, that it's been an open, and people come here from everywhere and find a home here, not diminished by their origins, whatever. But I think there is a real challenge to remain an open country, to remain a country that is welcoming and seeking out the world. And the other challenge, I guess, is the other side of that responsibility, which is being out in the world. You know, Canadians pride ourselves as being, you know, a great peacekeeping nation. We were, but we really aren't right now. Nor could we be, because the world has become complex and so strategic. The peacekeeping is not what it once was, and it always was something that had some colonial or paternalistic parts to it. But nonetheless, the point is that Canada's work really has to be outside of Canada, but we've really failed to do that for a generation, I think, in that. And so continuing to be open and to continue build on our openness to make the whole world a more open place, that's what the Canada's challenges are, I think.
You're a big civil liberties fighter. Can you talk about the issue of surveillance cameras and their relation to the privacy of the public?
Yeah, I truly believe in how precious our privacy is. You know, when one makes the argument often about, I mean, surveillance cameras is one thing, it's part of a bigger collage of the state telling its citizens that it needs to watch them, needs to monitor their communications, it needs to look into their lives, and the state tells us that this is for security, our security. And then one really has to look at what is the state, and then one really gets in a view of where the state is. The state really a representation of our collective wills and desires? It is to a certain extent when we vote for it. But when we're being watched, more and more we're being watched by agencies within the state which have very specific agendas, who have specific prejudices. Private companies who are involved in that business of surveillance, who do this for the state. I don't think we have that in Canada, but they have that in the United States, who use it as a way to look. I mean, there's legal ramifications, but the philosophical ones of the state as a group of selective interests preying on the general population does worry me. And surveillance cameras have some uses, but unmitigated, yeah, they're a very invasive and unacceptable measure.
You're a documentary filmmaker. Why do you make films?
I make films because they're the best way to communicate ideas in this world. We grow up watching television and films. It's a medium that has the spoken word, the written word, the visual, the sound. It is the tool of our age to be heard.
What kind of projects do you have coming up in the future?
Quite soon, I'm going to be having a documentary on security certificates in Canada, which is another civil liberties question. It's about the detention of people without charge on secret evidence.
Any final words to the students at U of T?
stay bold.
Thanks very much.